Yo, peace, this is Knowledge Born God Allah, calling from Solano State Prison. Today's degree is, you understand, the knowledge, power, retirement, all born equality. And therefore, I seek equality in my nation, the gods and earth, as well as all human and civilized people, and their assistance in acquiring the knowledge and understanding to bringing forth a resolution to the problem that I'm having. As you know, my transition from death row to Solano State Prison has been one of hectic and racially charged displays by COs and officers, including here at Solano State Prison. I have a CO here named M. Spencer in Building 6 on A Yard Level 3, and he is a white supremacist. He has consistently derailed our programs consistently. He has written me up for delaying a peace officer when I asked to speak to his sergeant. There's video footage of me being handcuffed and taken out of the building for asking to speak to his superior officer based on his action of talking to people, black people, brown people, like he had lost his mind. Just recently, which was yesterday, we were supposed to get canteen in the building. And being the fact that we're on lockdown, they were calling canteen 10 at a time. So the canteen people called the building and told him to send us the canteen, and he refused to send anyone the canteen. And he's doing this because he said he's in charge and his superiors means nothing. And so a young brother began to conversate with him about his actions, and he told the young brother out of his mouth, "You ain't talking about nothing but words. Them ain't nothing but words." And a provocative and suggestive motion as if to challenge the young brother. And so he came out of the gun tower where he usually worked and ended up by the kitchen and hanging out by the kitchen waiting for the young brother to come by. He's posted up with five other white bald-head officers that look like skin, like a group of skinheads, like a gang or something. And no doubt he got into an argument with the young brother, but the young brother did not even bite and just kept on moving. But he was very adamantly trying to provoke this young brother. I ask that you people call in and question the hiring staff as to why this individual is still around creating hostile environments, volatile situations, and creating situations where this whole building that I'm in, there is no white inmates in this building. There's black and brown people in this building. And this white officer, along with another officer named Diaz, after talking to me very disrespectfully, I asked to speak to their sergeant. Instead of them calling the sergeant and saying, "Hey, I got a young man here that would like to speak to you based on the activities that's going on in the building," they push the button. Officer Diaz pushes the button, and I sit on the floor, and they had eight officers run over here as if I'd done something wrong, put me in handcuffs, and take me out of the building, escort me out of the building as if I'd done something wrong when all I did was request it to see the sergeant. Once I got into the sergeant's building in a cage with handcuffs on, the sergeant came over and told them to take me out of the handcuffs, bring me outside. I went outside. The sergeant said, "Man, look, just don't say nothing to the man. You know how he is." "I do not. I don't know how he is. I just got here. I got here in December. I don't know how this dude is. I'm looking to mind my business. I'm looking to create my program, bring the 5% Nation of God in our program here, bring eye care practice here, where we bring in outside organizations in to facilitate and help us reach the streets in a humane and civilized way. These are the programs that I'm bringing into this institution. And this individual is creating a hostile situation because he don't want no one or anyone to see that even in the mind, even in the misery that he has created, my mind state is positively progressing toward getting home. And so therefore, my whole program is positive and progressive. And he wants to derail that and diminish that and have me in a place where I can no longer exist or even have the opportunity to get home. So I'm asking all my people, all my listeners, called Solano State Prison, talked to Mr. Thomas Tyler, the warden, whom I have addressed personally about this individual. I talked to the warden as he was coming through, the two people from headquarters and the captain. Before I was able to finish my conversation with the warden, the captain named William, he jumped in the middle of it and said, "Hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow about it. I'll call you down to the complex and we'll talk tomorrow about this individual, this Officer M. Spencer." Come to find out, tomorrow, Captain Williams went on a vacation and left me out to dry. So now I receive a 115 for delaying a peace officer when asking to speak to a superior officer. That's illegal. So now I'm in the process of filing this information to get these things handled. However, I need the community. I need the people that is concerned about our well-being in this institution, black and brown people, and of course, white people, human people, humanity. I ask that you all be very concerned about the attitudes and the processes of the people that work in these institutions. These people are here to be peace officers. They are not police. They are not to have attitudes and aggression as far as projecting white supremacy. And that is what this individual is doing. Again, his name is M. Spencer. His job is Gun Tower 6 and 6 building. And his friend is Officer Diaz. These individuals create hostile situations for all inmates. We have been without our canteen. There's been numerous of 602s on this individual, Spencer. There's been numerous of investigations on this individual, Spencer, but they don't do nothing. They try to hold it within the ground so that nobody else will know about it. I ask and I beg of you people, please call in and check on your people, check on us, talk to us, communicate with us, because we're going through a real rough time right now. And these things we will not have on the street, but these people are projecting a process where it's fair enough. You might as well be a little punk running around here, like, you know what I'm saying? You don't have no respect for yourself. You might as well just be degraded and disrespected in a way, whereas you taking this degradation and disrespect to the street, and then you wondering why people are acting the way they do on the street because of these type of people, because of these type of people, like Mr. M. Spencer. So I ask you to please look in on your people, check in on your people, and as well as check in on me. Y'all take care of yourself, and I bid y'all peace. Peace.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.